Yeah, that was there, and that was called Playground Love. Don't know where I got the idea for calling it Unsolved Love, I think. Anyway, we've got Annabelle Fitzgerald from Antashka on the line. Good morning, Annabelle.
Good morning, Pat. How are you?
I'm not bad. Hope you're feeling well today.
Great.
Okay, look, Clean Coasts, Big Beach Clean. That's a quite a mouthful, Annabelle, isn't it?
It is. It is quite a mouthful, yeah.
Okay, well, now I want you to tell me about it.
Okay, well, the Big Beach Clean is an initiative that we run here as part of Antashka's Clean Coast programme. It's run on the third weekend in September every year, and it's really all about getting people out there, doing a beach clean, and monitoring and surveying the types of litter we find on our coastline. So we actually have over 100 cleanups happening over the course of the weekend.
Right. Do you want to tell me where some of them are?
I do indeed. We're all over the coast, really. Carrickfinn in Donegal, Glynn in County Limerick. We've got Clonee in Waterford. And then closer to home, of course, we have Sandy Cove, Tidy Towns. We're organising a clean-up for tomorrow. Portmarnock Community Association are doing a clean-up on Saturday morning on the beautiful Velvet Strand. We have clean-ups in Donabate, Portrane, Killiney, Balbriggan. I'm not sure if I've already mentioned it, but it's worth mentioning again, Dollymount. There's clean-ups there with the Trinity College Environmental Society, and also with PayPal and eBay Green Teams doing clean-ups of Dollymount as well. So lots happening in the area, but lots happening around the coast as well.
And I noticed, Annabelle, there's another one on Dollymount Beach on October the 3rd as well. That's here on the press release.
Yes, one of our groups,
Headway.
Headway Ireland, yeah. Who are a long-term Clean Coast group, actually, they had to reschedule the date for their clean-up. So they're doing theirs in October. But I should say, with the Clean Coast programme, we have clean-ups happening all throughout the calendar year. And this weekend really is just a call to action to get more people involved in the Clean Coast programme.
Okay, so how do people get involved if they want to come along as volunteers?
Okay, well, we have a website for the weekend called bigbeachclean.ie, and if anybody wants to go on there, see if there's a clean-up happening near them. If they want to get involved, they can give us a call or drop us an email. All the contact details are on the website. If somebody wants to start their own clean-up, it's not too late to do that. And also, I'd love to just put a call out to your listeners. If people are too busy over the weekend to maybe devote an hour or two to doing the beach clean, but if you are going to the beach, maybe do a two-minute beach clean, because every little helps, and every piece of litter that we can remove from the coast over the course of the weekend is a positive thing to do.
Okay, Annabelle, I want to talk to you now about the actual litter itself. Tell me about the most frequent types of litter that is found on beaches.
Okay, well, really, there are three kind of categories of litter that we find on our beaches. One is recreational type litter. So you're looking here at your plastic bottles, food packaging, sweet wrappers. Another litter type that we find quite a lot of is fishing litter. So this stuff has been washed ashore, and it's generally things like little bits of net, rope, fishing line, that kind of thing. And then the third category of litter that we find quite a bit of is sewage-related litter, so things like cotton bud sticks, sanitary products, baby wipes, things that people are flushing down the loo in their houses that they really should put into the domestic waste. And one other litter item that I'd really like to mention, because it's very frequent, are cigarette butts. And they're actually made of plastic, so they exist in the marine environment for a very long time once they get there.
Yeah. You didn't touch on the subject of dog fouling on beaches, Annabelle. That can be a problem, can't it?
It absolutely can be a problem, and that's all about people being more responsible for their dogs. And, you know, what I do find sometimes when I'm doing beach cleans myself is people can be quite good at putting the dog foul into the plastic bag, but sometimes don't bring the plastic bag with them. So what we would ask is just make sure that you clean up after your pets. It's not just, I suppose, a litter issue, but it's a health and safety and a public health issue, because when children can come into contact with dog fouling, it can obviously create illnesses.
Yeah. Right, I have a question to ask you about the litter itself. Now, just tell me about the amount, the tonnage of litter that that's usually picked up in a weekend clean.
Okay. It can vary. We have cleanups. For example, Wexford Sub Aqua carry out a cleanup every year, and last year their cleanup, they collected nearly a full ton of litter. When we do the marine litter surveys, we actually count the number of litter items. So last year, for example, that would be one of our most recent sets of data, we would have removed over 500,000 pieces of litter from the coastal environment over the course of the year.
Right.
Quite significant. Yeah.
And in terms of weight, what would that equate to, do you think?
God, I'm not sure, because, you know, you're talking a tyre versus a tiny piece of plastic, you know?
Yeah.
We categorise the litter into the different categories, like I mentioned earlier, like the recreational, the sewage-related yeah. litter and that kind of thing. So that's how we do the surveying. And, you know, that would be internationally recognised as the way to survey for a marine litter. In terms of tonnage, you're probably talking about 0.5 ton for most of the cleanups that would happen. So if we have 100 cleanups at 0.5 ton, definitely I think we'll be removing 50 tons of litter over yeah. the course of the weekend.
Yeah. Annabelle, where does all that go when it's collected?
When it's collected, we work quite closely with the local authorities, and they would generally arrange with the local community group to collect the waste after the cleanup. So that is one thing we do say to the group, that they must make that arrangement in advance of doing the cleanup. We do hope that when possible, items are recycled and segregated. So sometimes that's possible and sometimes it isn't. It depends on the nature of the waste and how contaminated or dirty it might be.
Yeah. Otherwise, it goes into landfill, does it?
Well, I presume, like, if it's getting removed with the local authority, that's what happens.
Yeah. Yeah.
But at least then it isn't going to damage wildlife, it's not going to pollute our waters, and it's not going to, you know, damage the appearance of our beaches. But ultimately, you know, as consumers, as people, we are responsible for creating litter and waste, and we need to look at, I suppose, how we live in our everyday lives.
Well, we're not doing that at all, really, are we? Because the amount of litter to be found on beaches and on streets even... is an enormous problem for the likes of Dublin City Council and Fingal and all the other councils to have to deal with. I mean, it's an issue of education for people.
Yeah, well, I would firmly believe that, you know, the Green Schools programme here in Ireland, which is considered best practice internationally of any environmental education programme, has done great work in increasing awareness and behaviour change amongst young people. And I think building on foundations like the Green Schools programme, like Clean Coasts, we can really achieve great things. And there's definitely a greater awareness around the issue of litter and pollution, and hopefully by getting involved in a weekend like this, people will increase their sense of environmental responsibility.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is a great program, getting to the schools and teaching the children about the litter problems that we all have. Maybe in a few years' time, when I mentioned their landfill, in a few years' time, that sort of stuff that you're collecting off the beaches will be going to a rather large incinerator in Ringsend.
Well, I know that there have been some very innovative developments in the area of marine litter, particularly in marine plastic. And there are a number of brands that are actually removing the plastics from the ocean and making their containers for washing up liquid, for example. And actually, there's a brand of jeans now that are made using elements of plastics that have been recycled from the ocean. So there's lots of innovations and opportunities in the years ahead. And I think it's important that we value plastic and not maybe treat it as such a disposable commodity.
Yeah, well, okay, but I think we're looking at seeing clean-ups on the beaches for the foreseeable future anyway, aren't we, really?
Yeah, we are. But, you know, the weekend, cleaning beaches is one part of it, but there's an added benefit to participating in a clean-up, and that's getting out, enjoying the fresh air, meeting with your friends and neighbours. So there's a whole social element to it as well.
OK, Annabelle, before I let you go, I don't know whether... Did I ask you what times the clean-ups are taking place at, or did I not?
You didn't ask me the times. I have a few here that I can go through, if you wish.
Yes, yes, please.
Trinity Environmental Society are scheduled to their clean-up on Dolly Mount on Saturday at 3 o'clock. Port Marnock Community Association will be out on the Velvet Strand on Saturday morning at 10 a.m. North County Dublin Beach Lovers will be out on Donabate, Portran and Rush from 2 p.m. on Saturday. Sandy Cove Tidy Towns haven't scheduled their time yet, but they're due to be cleaning Sandy Cove Beach tomorrow. But if anybody wants to get involved in any of the cleanups, just contact us here in Clean Coast and we will make sure that you have the correct time to go to one of the events.
And the cleaning materials will be provided, am I correct in that?
Yeah, we have sent clean-up kit to all of the people who have registered for the event. And in the clean-up kit, we have been able to provide bags, some gloves, some litter pickers, an information sheet on how to go about organising the clean-up. And we've also provided some posters to promote the clean-up. And it's, I suppose, through our sponsorship and support of the programme that we've been able to do that. The Department of the Environment, Community and Local Government, Fáilte Ireland and Coca-Cola are all sponsors of the Clean Coast programme.
Lovely. OK, Annabelle, thanks very much for taking the time. And I hope the clean-up will be a big success over the weekend. And best of luck with it. And well done to you for organising it.
Hopefully, Pat, we might even see you at one of the events.
Hopefully. If so, it would more than likely be the Dolly Mount one. That's the closest one to me.
Great. Hope to see you.
Thanks a lot, Annabelle.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye.
All right, bye-bye, bye-bye. Annabelle Fitzgerald there talking to me about the big beach cleanup this coming weekend, starting on Saturday. You're listening to Northside Today with me, Pat Meehan. That was Climbing Up the Walls from Radiohead. You're listening to Northside Today with me, Pat Meehan, coming up after the break, well, around 10 past 12, I was speaking to independent councillor Damien O'Farrell about the possibility of prefabs being used to tackle the housing crisis in Dublin. That will be an interesting one. And then at 25 to 1, after the half 12 break, I'll be speaking with Jerry McKevitt, who's the Regional Development Officer for North Dublin for Educate Together. Yeah. Okay, we're going to take another bit of music. This one is from Cher, and this is